Kong Bundy, always looking for that big five count.
Five
now he
count.
Wants the five. And the referee obliges him. Give me a break, ref.
And our Tuesday top five, with the playoffs starting up again after a day off, it's our top five bets of the night, or maybe of the series. I will start with you. What do you got there? Corey, what do you got for number? I don't know what I said there. Chris, what do you got for your number five? I don't know why I just blanked there for a moment.
I did. Corey, Chris, tomato, same thing.
Chris Horvat has got it. What do you got at number five?
I'm going to start out. Some Toronto fans are not going to like this one. Sorry, Leafs fans. But yeah. Connor McDavid, plus 1,600 to win the Conn Smythe right now. Listen, yeah. Edmonton has a really tough path. They're going to have to get by Calgary and then likely Colorado as well. So that's baked into the price of 1,600. But what Connor McDavid is doing right now is, it's ridiculous. Even by his skyscraper high standards, anytime you can get the best player in the league for odds like that, I think it's worth a look. Honestly, maybe you don't want to throw down $100, but hey, even if you throw down $10.
That's a 10. That's yeah. a $10 bet. Yeah.
$160, boom.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Why not? And game one is tomorrow night between Edmonton and Calgary. My number five, I'm going to go with one of the games going on tonight, Tampa and Florida. There's not going to be Braden Point in the lineup. It looks like Anthony Cirelli is going to be on that line with Stamkos and Kucherov. So an Anthony Cirelli anytime goal is plus 330. So you bet 100, ooh, you would win 330. Put down 10, you win over $30. I'm going to have Anthony Cirelli to score tonight. I mean, last time when these teams met in the playoffs, it was a track meet. Bobrovsky maybe a little PTSD after what happened to him last year against the Lightning. So Cirelli, anytime goal, plus 330.
I like that a lot. I feel like the books might adjust that over the next few hours. So any listeners thinking about getting on that, get on that now before it changes.
Yep.
All right, moving to number four. We're going to switch to the NBA. Jason Tatum to have the highest points, assists, averages in the and Boston to win the series. So those three things: Tatum to have the highest points, highest assists, and Boston to win the series, plus 310. Like, listen, Luka's getting a lot of love right now, but Jason Tatum has also arrived at the forefront of NBA superstars right now. He's got the ball in his hands pretty much every time down the court, or at least a lot. He's making ridiculously tough shots. Yeah, Miami's defense is going to give him, you know, their best effort, but man, Jason Tatum, I love him. For me, he's a top five player in the NBA right now.
Well, certainly he's jumped up a bit with Devin Booker going down. I think a lot of this depends on the health of Kyle Lowry. No Kyle Lowry, that means then... now, by the way, this means just the highest assists on the Celtics or the highest assists in this series?
In the series. So the highest average in the series. Yeah.
See, I think that I could see that with Boston. Like Marcus Smart is a traditional point guard. It's all about Lowry's health, I think, for that one. But that is a good bet. And yeah, Tatum, what he did in game 6 and 7 against Milwaukee was certainly an announcement to the rest of the league. My number four. This is one of my big long shots. The St. Louis Blues to beat the Colorado Avalanche at plus 310. Since 2019, Colorado 16-2 in the opening round of the playoffs. They destroyed their opening round. They've never made it past the second round. Avalanche lost in 7 in 2019 and 2020. They're up 2-0 against Vegas, only to lose 4 in a row. Now, the Avalanche has won 2 out of 3 meetings against St. Louis, but they only outscored the Blues by 1. Jordan Binnington is looking like the guy that won the Cup. The Blues can score. O'Reilly, Tarasenko, Dave Perron. My number four, my big upset, the Blues over the Avalanche.
I like that one, Maddie. I mean, I wish there was a little bit more juice because, you know, Colorado do look like juggernauts right now. But you brought up a great point. Like, the Blues are not this, they're not perceived as this offensive team. But, no, you know, they finished the regular season 3rd in goals per game, 5th in 5-on-5 goals. So, yeah. Like, I can totally get behind that. Moving on to my number three.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. Calgary and Edmonton to go seven games. Perhaps this is just, you know, part of my internal desire.
Wishful thinking.
Yes, yeah. I want as much of this as possible, but I also think that there's a pretty good, you know, objective argument that these two teams are going to give each other back-to-back, punch for punch, rather, and you're going to get that number at plus 205. So, I mean, hey, we've already seen how many game sevens there were in the first round. Why would the second round be any different, right?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. My number three, I'm going to stick with hockey. Sebastian Aho, anytime goal tonight, is plus 188. And the reason for this is a lot, and again, he plays tomorrow night against New York. A lot of this has to do with Rod Brind'Amour. Brind'Amour did a great job keeping the Aho line away from the tougher matchups against Boston. Now, when they were in Boston, not so much. Aho had no points in three games in Boston, but at home at Raleigh, had four even-strength points in four games. So, Brind'Amour does a good job putting Aho in a position to succeed. I say he scores tonight. Igor Shesterkin has either been incredible or a little, or was pulled in a couple games. So, I'll take an Aho goal tonight at plus 188.
Love it. Aho is really one of the NHL's most unheralded kind of quiet superstars. Really such a great player. Yep. And I just want to add, I cannot wait for that series as well. Tony D'Angelo versus his old team. That is going to be spicy. I cannot wait for that.
Twitter's favorite hockey player, Tony D'Angelo. Come on, Twitter. You can be critical of him.
Moving to my number two, we're gonna go with Luka Doncic to score 28 points in all games in the series.
And that is
at plus 230. I considered the higher number. I believe it was 33. The odds were much better.
That's too high.
But That's a bit high.
Yeah.
I mean, Doncic has cleared this number in 7 of 10 playoff games, the 28 points. And there's no doubt that he's going to have to, you know, have that type of performance every night if they're going to have any chance against the Warriors. But man, let me tell you, Luka Doncic is no doubt my favorite player in the NBA. This guy is just cold-blooded. He does everything. I saw LeBron on Twitter yesterday. He was saying how Luka Doncic is his favorite player as well. Wow, what a talent this guy is.
This is a guy that was winning MVPs in the second hardest basketball league on planet Earth at the age of 18 against grown-ass men. What Luka is doing, it feels like a fulfillment of all that talent.
And I never, ever want to hear a Trae Young, Luka Doncic comparison again.
I know. We had that for a moment last year when Atlanta went on that run. Be like, oh, maybe Atlanta was right taking Trae Young over Luka. Yeah, how's that feeling now, everyone? My number two, I'm going to take the Miami Heat to beat Boston. I'm getting them at plus 145. You know, all the attention's on Boston. And maybe I'm taking Miami because if everyone's taking the Celtics, sometimes you got to go the other way. I think the Celtics are beat up. They're going to lose game one. Then it's going to go back and forth. But game seven at home, the home team wins like 77% of the time. So I'll take Miami. We forget that Jimmy Butler is a star. This guy carried the Heat to the finals 2 years ago. He's averaging 29-8-5, shooting over 52%. And so I'm going to go with the Miami Heat at plus 145 to beat Boston.
Love it. Jimmy's a dog, and yeah, he doesn't get enough love, that's for sure.
It's a good bench. It's a good team. And listen, I get all the arguments for why you take the Celtics. I'm not taking Boston at minus 175. I'm not. I'll take the number one seeded Miami Heat.
Speaking of number ones, we're at my number one on the list. We're going to go back to the NHL. Nathan McKinnon to lead St. Louis Colorado series in goal scoring. Plus 550. I don't know about you, Maddie, but I thought that was a really surprisingly high number. Like it's kind of in line like with like some of the other players that are there, but just the number itself, like I would expect that number to be much lower, like maybe half, maybe like 250. Yeah. He's got 5 goals. He's one of the most dynamic players in the NHL. He had 3 goals in 2 regular season games against them this year, I believe. Just an unbelievable player, and I love that value straight up. I don't think you have to really complicate it.
and you threw into my notes Cale Makar, anytime goal at plus 220. Not a bad one as well. And hey, it's fun rooting for a guy of that talent. My number one, I'll go a different angle, but on a story you talked about. Tonight, tomorrow night's game, Dallas and Golden State. I'm going to take Luka Doncic over points, rebounds, and assists. That number is 51.5 at minus 115. In 10 games in the playoffs, he's averaging 50.8. So really, he only needs one more point, rebound, or assist to go over that total. They lost. Who was it that my Golden State lost? Gary Payton. I think like Gary Payton the third. I'm trying to remember.
Broken elbow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. By Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
So that's one good wing defender out of the lineup. I'm going to take Luka Doncic over points, rebounds, and assists.
Love
and
it.
That is, yeah, that's my number one.
Love it. He's involved no matter what aspect of it is on the basketball court, shooting, passing, rebounding. Like I said, just an incredible player.
It is. I know we got to go to a break, but it needs to be said again. Phoenix scoring 27 points in a half. Getting blown out at home in a game 7. You do not see that in the NBA. It's one of the largest home playoff losses in a game 7 in NBA history. It was a stunning thing to see, and the linchpin behind it all was Luka Doncic.